It's a real shitty recording. I need a...
Hello.
Hey, Chris?
Yep.
This is Julie. How you doing?
I'm making it. What's up?
I just wanted to know, you know, what I could do. I need to get some fines and stuff paid off. Can I get Dr. Mann or somebody right away to wipe them out, or...
Can you do what?
Dr. Mann or something to take out those fines? I have to do something about those fines. I can't pay them. I'm worried about them.
I know, but it's the same. I thought we were talking about buying rock.
Well, I talked to you, you know, you mentioned about Dr. Mann, and I come see him, so I just thought that'd be the easiest. I mean,
you're
whatever.
In the office right now?
No.
I thought you said you'd come to see him.
No, I mean, I see Dr. Mann. It's easier for me, you know, if I could do something with Dr. Mann. You know, you talk
to... Dr. Mann, well, I'll just tell you, Dr. Mann will be something where we have to get other people involved besides just us.
And oh, you have to involve other...
Kind of a, yeah, it would be more of a long, drawn-out process. It's not going to be one of these crack, spur-of-the-moment things,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? It would be one of those that they have to get the State Health Board down here and find out exactly what they need for you to do and exactly what they need him to do. And,
well, I kind of thought, you know how you'd mentioned before, like, how he was, like, sex for... prescriptions and stuff like that, and I was thinking about it. I'd sign a paper because thinking back on it, you know, I can kind of see where that was coming from.
What?
You like the sex for drugs and stuff like that, or sex for the prescriptions?
Why? I mean, I don't know.
Well, I'd sign a paper or whatever I need to do, you know, with Dr. Mann, saying, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of hard to just throw all this at you at once, but.
Are you saying? Do you think he would, if you offered him sex for a prescription, he would take you up on that?
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
You know, and I mean, I would sign something, or I don't know how I'd have to work that out.
Yeah,
but I'd sign something.
They wouldn't let you go through with it, obviously.
Well, but, no, I wouldn't think so.
Okay. Really, right now, I'm not able. I tried this morning to get a hold of that guy from the health board, and they said he wasn't in, but and they didn't know when he'd be.
From the health board? From the health?
The health department guy, or whatever his duties are, my sergeant just gave me a phone number to call him, the guy that's working the case.
Uh-huh.
I think it's from the health board or something like that.
Oh, what, they're going after him?
Yeah, they're the ones that would need it. It really wouldn't help us that much because unless you can get him doing a criminal act, and the criminal act would be, have you ever written you a prescription in somebody else's name?
Written me a prescription in somebody else's name? No.
Never has?
No.
Okay. Hey, can you hold on just a second?
Oh, you know what? Wait a second. He did write a prescription.
Hey, can you hold on a second? I got another call.
Yeah. Lose my medication and everything. I need to find a doctor, you know, to help me out. But, you know, whatever you need to say or whatever we need to do.
Well, has he ever written your prescription in somebody else's name?
No, he hasn't written it. I mean, to me, I signed something saying that he did, I know of.
No, I don't need you to sign anything. I need him to do something. Like, if it's happened in the past.
How could I set him up to do something? I mean, I don't know what you mean. Like physical?
Like say, can I get a little more of these than what I normally get, you know?
Can I get extra pills?
I can use my sister's name, or I mean, just I know her social security number, or whatever. I mean, just has that ever come up? I mean, because he's done this with several other people, we think. We just don't have anybody that has been willing to do it recently.
Oh, really?
They already given a statement that that's happened before. We need it to happen. Well, we're monitoring it.
Right, I'll do that. What do I have to tell them? Just tell them I want more medicine and put it in somebody else's name?
Well, I'm asking you if that's a possibility. Can you do that?
I think I could, yeah. I'm sure I could. Yeah, I could.
No, there's no doubt in your mind you can get him to fill out a prescription for somebody else and give it to you.
Well, I could try it. All he's going to do is tell me no, right?
Well, I need to have a fairly for sure thing. I mean, I don't want to go in there on a wild goose chase. We've done it too much with him.
Right.
We've wasted a lot of time with people saying they can do things with him and
not do them.
Go to him and they can't do anything. So that's the reason I'm asking you if that's a pretty for sure deal. I don't want to.
Well, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah. You think he'll do that?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'll try it. I don't think he would think it's uncommon for me to ask it. I don't know.
You don't think what?
I don't know. All I can do is ask him. I don't see, you know, where it would be a big deal.
Okay.
But I'll try to, you know, set him up that way, see what happens.
All right. When can you make an appointment with him?
Well, I could probably go in. I'll call the office. If you want, I'll call him and call you back or something.
Okay, set it up for this afternoon if you can.
This afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or any afternoon, I guess. That's kind of one of those we need an afternoon thing.
Right. All right, let me see what I can do, and I'll give you a call back.